Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We just want to lift up God and magnify him. I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. Today is January the 4th. This is the first Sunday of the year. Hallelujah, God. God is going to do mighty and great things in 2015. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer as we lift up the true and living God on today. Dear Heavenly Father, we just worship you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We exalt you. We thank you for being the splendor of a king. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because it's in you that we live, move, and have our being, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are the God above all, God. You are the Lord of lords, Heavenly Father. You are, Heavenly Father, the omnipotent and omnipresent God, Heavenly Father. Your love runs deep, Lord Jesus. You're in all places at all times, Heavenly Father. You know all about the issues of your people on the day. You know all that they're struggling with. You know all that they're going through, Heavenly Father. And so we magnify you, God. We lift you up. We glorify you. We give you all the praise, God. Oh, Bashataro, by your God, move by your spirit, God, in the service. Oh, Bisharo, Son of God, send out a word to the people, oh, Father God, that will change hearts, that will uplift, Heavenly Father, that will encourage, Heavenly Father. Send out a word, oh, Father God. Send out a rhema word from heaven, oh, Father God, that shines down on the heart, oh, Father God. Send out a word, God, on the day, God. Oh, how we need you by your glory, God. Oh, how we need you by your spirit, God. Oh, how we need you on a day, God. We just magnify and lift you up on this morning. You know, this afternoon, as I was praying, hallelujah, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that I'm here. Hallelujah. So as you hide this ministering woman behind your cross, Jesus, I thank you for being here. God said where two or three are gathered in the midst, there he is. Oh, hallelujah, a God. Three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And so we lift him up even on today. I'm going to be coming to you, hallelujah, by the Spirit of the Lord. We're going to go to the book of Luke. Amen, hallelujah. Luke is going to bring us, no, Bashatarobaya, God. Luke is going to bring us our scripture text on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we magnify God in the book of Luke, Hallelujah. Luke, the 17th chapter and the 11th verse. In Luke 17 and 11. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be in the land of the living amongst God's people on today. Amen. God is awesome. As you make your way to Luke 17 and 11, it's a wonderful thing to bring in the new year, praising and worshiping God. Amen. The Bible goes to read in Luke 17 and 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. This is Jesus. The Bible declares that while Jesus was on his journey, it says, and as he entered into a certain village, somebody say certain village, hallelujah, Jesus, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. You know, God is saying even right now that you don't have to be in a specific place, a special area, a certain location. You know how, hallelujah, God, the GPS will show you're in a certain location. Amen. It says, can we identify your location? And some say yes and some say deny. But God is saying clearly today that you don't have to be in a certain place. Amen. These men were in a certain village. The Bible does not even declare what village they were in. The Bible just says that there met him. Hallelujah, God. What I'm saying on today is you don't have to be in a special place to meet God. You can meet God right over the internet. You can meet God right in your living room. You can meet God right in the sin of your life. It does not matter. A lot of people say, well, I got to get clean in order to go to church. No, church is standing right before you. The Bible goes on to say, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were left, which stood afar off. Oh, Hashatarobayam. We have to look at what the men were doing. The men, the Bible declares, were lepers. Now, let me give you a little bit of backdrop about a leper. A leper was a man or a woman that carried a disease inside of not only the body, but also the mind. For the leper was a man or a woman, oh, Hashatarobayam, that had to carry around the rejection from disease. Have you ever had to carry around something that seemed to reject you from all of the people you wanted to accept you? Have you seen the carried around something, oh, Bashata Sana, that gave you the title of a vagabond? Oh, yes, the 10 men that were lepers, they were kind of like vagabonds. The Bible declares that they stood afar off, and the Bible says, and they lifted up their voices and said to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. How many of us know on a day that all you have to have is a little bit of mercy from God? Oh, it's the mercy that covers your sin. It's the mercy that does it. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible goes on to say, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. How many of us know, hallelujah, God, that there are times in our lives, oh, Bashatarobaya, God, that when God does something in our lives, he'll have us show ourselves to the hand of the enemy so that the enemy can say and see, look what God did, oh, hallelujah, God. The Bible goes on to say, and then it came to pass, then as they were clean, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed, oh, Hashatarobaya, God. God has to do is speak one word, and he said, go, show yourself, and I hear God saying in the spirit, go, show yourself approved, not because of man, but because of my spirit. God will do things in your life just to show the enemy that I approve this here, as they say in the movies, I approve this message. Sometimes people counterfeit the works of God, but God says, I didn't approve that message, and I'm talking about the false prophet out there. A lot of times people will come in the name of God, but God said, I didn't approve, the work of the enemy. For the Bible declares that there will be many that rise up in the name of God, and not yet, oh, Bashata, I'm not carrying the Holy Spirit. See, it's the Holy Spirit that did the work, that sent the lepers to the priest, and they were cleaned along the way. And the Bible said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, glory to God. It was one man out of the 10 leper that found out when he was healed. He turned around and he gave glory to God. Well, what happened to the other 10 lepers? Well, let's find out in the Word of God. The Bible says he fell down on his face and at his feet giving thanks, for he was a Samaritan. A Samaritan was not even the chosen ones of God, but it was a man, that people had threw the towel in on, the one that said he ain't going to amount to nothing, the one that said he ain't going to be nothing, he going to be just like his low-down dirty daddy, she going to be just like her low-down dirty mama, the one, I see the word black sheep, the one that has been called a black sheep, and God may be preaching to you on a day, you may have carried around the stigma of a generational curse called black sheep, but God came by to let you know this morning that all you need is one word, and that's go show yourself, approved on the man through God, for it's God that gives the approval, and not men themselves, oh, be shouting out high to God, oh, hallelujah, God, and the Bible declares, oh, I said the Bible declared that all the men, they went away from God being cleansed and healed from the infirmity. But there was one man that turned around and said, oh, if thou be the Christ, I'll give you glory right now. I'll praise your name right now. God inhabited the praises of his people. If you want God to do something for you, all you gotta do is go show yourself. God is saying on a day, show yourself unto my spirit, and I'm looking to bless you. For the Bible declares, oh, Bishahan, in the book of Deuteronomy, God says in Deuteronomy 28:4, blessed shall be the fruit of the vine, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks and the sheep. Well, why does it say, blessed be the fruit of thy body? I'm here to let you know, that if you go show yourself, approved on the bottom, he's going to bless the fruit of your body. That means sickness and disease, it has to flee in the name of Jesus, because why, if God be for you, who can be against you, help me, Holy Ghost, on the day, oh, by sorrow, Son of God, blessed be the fruit of thy body, God wanted me to let you know on the day, he said, tell my people, if though by shakas, Son of God, if they would hearken unto my voice, tell my people, that sickness is of the enemy, but if the people will hearken unto my voice, in their body will I do a great thing, God said to let you know on the day, that health is a gift, it's a gift of God, you don't have to make them healthy, God said I don't have to do it, but it's because of my love and kindness, he said, I make them healthy, to bring them close to me, what you have to understand, is that the leper, God told the leper to go show himself unto the priest, all of the lepers, to show the priest, see, this is what I can do, if you're hearkening on to me, in the voice in the day that you hear me crying, the one from the wilderness, John the Baptist, said, prepare ye the way of the Lord, oh, hallelujah, and be baptized, and baptized in the name of God, if you hearken unto me, in the day that you hear me calling, if my people, who were called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, then shall they hear from heaven, right after they turn around from their wicked ways, and I'll heal the land. Oh, come on, somebody, somebody said it's a bomb, in Gilead, the
balm was an ointment, and all is found on the mountaintop, of the high hill, and it was hard to get to this balm, but oh, they would climb up that hill, to get to the balm in Gilead, God's got a balm for you, it's in Gilead, it's in the name of the true and living God, if my people, who were called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, it's praying time, men and women out there, you don't have because you don't ask them, you have not because you ask not, it's time to pray, through prayer, you release the angels, the angels of health, and prosperity, oh, prosperity, God desires, for us to be prosperous in the land, He desires, for health and prosperity, to overcome us, in this bomb in Gilead, His name is Jesus Christ, oh, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, His name is called Wonderful Counselor, His name is called Obashatan, Emmanuel, God be with us, I said His name is called, the Prince of Peace, the Am That I Am, I said His name is called, a healer, oh, He's a healer, His name is called, the Son of God, His name is called, oh, Counselor, His name is called, a rock in a weary land, His name is called, oh, Christ the King, was born on Bethlehem, oh, His name is called, when I can't get it right, He's a do-right God, His name is called, the scepter, of the rejected. See, what you have to understand is that the hallelujah, God, the lepers, hallelujah, God, they were people that were rejected. They were thrown outside of the camp. They were not good enough to be inside of the real people. They were not good enough to be accepted. They were not good enough, oh, by Shataro, by Allah, to be accepted inside of, hallelujah, God, the people, the men and women of God. Have you ever been in an environment where the people didn't want to accept you for who you were? Have you ever been in an environment where you couldn't keep up with the Joneses, and the Joneses did not want to accept you? It's called the spirit of rejection. The lepers were not accepted, because the thing about leprosy is it could pass over. It was very highly contagious. It was a disfigurement. It twisted the body all up. It put knots and balls on the body. It caused blindness. Oh, hallelujah, God. It was a disease that ate from the inside out. This is why God said, I look inside the man, whereas man look on the outward appearance, I look inside the heart, God wants to cleanse the leper's heart on a day, God is able to clean you, God is able to put you in right order, God is able to set you amongst princes and kings, down in the earth, God is able, to make you acceptable to the priest, God is able, to raise you up in a weary land, God is able to show favor in your life, if God be for you, then who can be against you, no man can be against you, no demon can be against you, if God be for you, then who can be against you, we serve a God. See, what you have to understand is that we serve a God who is willing and able to turn the hands of time. We serve a God that is willing and able to do it for you. The Bible declares in Psalms 35:27, let them shout for joy and be glad, that favor of my righteous cause, ye let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. See, God desires to have pleasure in your prosperity. And the Bible declares, above all these things, that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. See, these are the desires of God, that you may prosper and be in good health, even as the soul prospereth. These are the desires of God. Ecclesiastes put it like this. There's a sure evil. Hallelujah, God. The Bible says, according to Solomon, the mother's womb is where you come from. And the mother's womb is where you'll go back to. And you'll be able to take no labor with you. All that you have will be carried away. And the Bible says, that it profits a man nothing, the labor for the wind. The Bible says, that is all things, that you must prosper before the hand of God. See, what you have to understand is that when God talked about a prosper, hallelujah, Jesus, when God talked about a prosper in the Bible, to be prosperous, hallelujah, God, and to be wealthy, hallelujah, God, God was also speaking about your health, for it all goes hand in hand. Oh, God is not going to touch you in your wealth, in your money, in your bank account, without blessing the hand of your body to be fruitful. For you've got to have good health in order, hallelujah, God, to bring in wealth. God said to let you know that I'm a God, I'm a God that knows all about, I'm calling it the time clock, God is saying. I know all about the time clock in the body. God said, I know when the body is born and I know when the body will go. In the body, God is saying, is born and made up. With imperfections, what God is calling it. He's saying it's not according to my will, but the body carries certain imperfections, and they're based off of a time clock and a time bomb. God said to put it like this, the body is predestined with so many ailments inside, and everybody is walking as a time bomb. It's like a mind land. I've been in the military before, and in the ground they put these lands, in the ground they put these mines, and if you step on one, it'll blow everything up, and they're just laying in the ground, that it can explode at any time. It's based on when it's touched, and God is showing when the elements of the devil touch you in the right spot, at the wrong time, the body begins to explode with sickness and disease. This is why he said, and my people who were called by my name would humble themselves and pray, then they'll hear from me, and I'll heal the body and the land. God is saying on a day that inside of your body you have a timepiece, and when it's hit the right way, you get the wrong results, and you end up with sickness and disease. This is why God said that man ought to always pray, pray without ceasing, pray without stopping. You got to always be praying. You got to get proactive. My daughter is only 5 years old, and she's in elementary, she's in kindergarten, and one day she told the bus driver, it's important to be proactive, and because she said this, the school acknowledged her, because she had a proactive spirit, and God is saying on a day, to be proactive, against sickness and disease, and the way you do that, is to pray, get down on your knees and pray, pray when you think about it, pray when you don't think about it, pray when you feel like it, pray when you don't feel like it, pray pray all the time. Have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest crying and he'll answer by and by. My brothers and sisters out there, man ought to always pray. It's your lifeline to God. My brothers and my sisters out there, the Bible said to the lepers, to show yourself. Oh, hallelujah, God. The message is so clear on the day. Show yourself. Approved on the man through God. But before you approve yourself to man, you got to show yourself to God. Get down and surrender your heart to God. Get down. Get down and surrender your heart to the Lord, and let the Lord know, I put you first, you're my first love, it's in you, that I love with all my heart, show God, your first love, your first love is him, your first love, show God your first love. God told the church in Revelations, I have this fault against you, because you have not gone to your first love, and the first love of God, is the first commandment of the New Testament, to love God, with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. When you love God with your body, you're healed in Jesus' name. When you love God with your soul, you're saved in Jesus' name. When you love God with your mind, you have a peace that passes all understanding. You come against a suicidal spirit. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Comes against a self-destructive mindset. To love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. It comes against the works of the devil. Look, I'm all out of time. But the message is very clear on the day. The Bible declares, hallelujah, God, in Luke, he told the lepers, he says, show yourself. The message is very clear. This is in Luke, the 17th chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just give God all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the honor on today. Hallelujah, God. Luke 17 and 14. The Bible says that when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Hallelujah, God. There's a twofold message in this. One, God is saying to show yourself unto him, hallelujah, being the high priest. And God is also saying, show yourself unto man after I get done doing what I'm doing in your life, because they're not going to believe how I have blessed you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that thy faith had made the man whole. And God is saying on a day that when I bless you in your body, to always give me acknowledge, always give me the glory, always give me, hallelujah, God, the acknowledgement, amen, that I'm worth, that I do. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. This has been the Miracle Network Church. Listen, check me out on the website. It's AlyssaNarvez.com. The Spirit of the Lord is definitely with you. I do have a book that's coming out in the spring of 2015. It's called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. And this is a book where God, hallelujah, God, gives dreams and he gives the interpretation of the dreams, and it draws you closer to the heart of the Father. In Jesus' name, I will see you the next time. Let all God's people be blessed.